This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, PermaSeal, Builder Supply Outlet, the law offices of David Schluter, and Kari Kohler from the Kohler Group. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's Wendy Snyder at Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That is right. Things are going to sound a little bit different this week. They're going to sound good. Just kidding. It's Wendy Snyder, and I'm sitting in for David Hochberg today, but let's officially get this show started. Elwood, take it.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago. Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, I'm kidding. I kid with David Hochberg because I love David Hochberg. And boy, does he surround himself with some fabulous co-hosts for the day.
Doesn't he, though?
Yes. All right, let me introduce everybody. Most I know, a couple I've met today. Tom Jenke, Builder Supply Outlet. I know you.
I know you, too.
I love my cabinets in my kitchen. Yes. I'm going to go shopping at Builder Supply Outlet because it's fun, and I'm going to look for a sink. Right. Or no, not a sink, a faucet.
And it's close.
It is close.
Yep.
It's 5 miles what?
East.
Okay.
Not like David, where it's 5 miles west, and then you have to turn around and go 10 miles east. So, yes.
All right. Well, Tom Jenke is here from Builder Supply Outlet, and Kari Kohler from the Kohler Group. It is so nice to meet you.
And so nice to meet you.
I met you first in the restroom this morning.
Wow.
Yes,
I was like, who's that pretty girl?
Oh, thank you.
Do you say that a lot?
Maybe.
In a restroom?
Well, leave me alone, guys.
It's okay. We can take it, us girls.
That's true. All right. So, Kari is here. Dave Schluter, I have heard you. I have never met you in person. It's so nice to meet you. Schluter Law Offices, how are you?
Everything's great. And it's going to be a lot of fun today. I'm excited.
You're very chatty. Can I tell you that?
Well, yeah. I mean, lawyers get paid to talk.
So if you got paid by the word.
Oh, I'd be living where Roy lives.
Yeah, he retired 20 years ago.
Yeah.
PermaSeal Basement Systems. Roy Spencer is here. Roy, I've known you a long time. It's nice to see you again.
We go way back, Wendy. And
we
I can't
do.
Tell you, so happy to see you back at GN.
Oh, it is so nice to be here.
WS Society, the Wendy Snyder Society. Oh. They've been boycotting GN since you left, so they're going to be so thrilled.
Oh, well, no one should boycott. I have to ask you, when did PermaSeal start?
Oh, it was 1979, just 43 years ago.
Okay, because I think it was like 19... It was before I graduated from high school, and I'm not going to say that happened. But my mom called PermaSeal to waterproof her basement back before 1981. So, I mean, that's how long I've known about PermaSeal.
She's one of my first customers.
Probably.
I started in 79, and thank you for making me feel even older.
You probably actually did that.
I waterproofed for her mother.
I bet. Right. And
what, with the horse and buggy? You went over there?
All right.
And Mega Pro Joe Hogle, I have heard you for years as well, and it's nice to finally meet you face to face.
Nice to meet you, Wendy. I've heard you, too.
I've been heard.
Yeah.
That's for sure. We have a lot of things to discuss today. Now, David does a great job with the show. I'll be honest with you. I listen to it every Saturday morning. I usually take my dog Kona to daycare, and the dog has to be there at 10. That's when everything starts. And then I don't listen so much at the end. So you will have to help me through the whole day today. I think we take a break, and then we come back, and we're going to talk with... Uh-oh. See, this is where it's going to be PermaSeal. That's what we're going to talk with Roy Spencer next. It is Home Sweet Home Chicago. I played the Elwood cut because people get really angry when David doesn't play. Did he forget to play it a couple weeks ago or something?
I guess so. People get angry at goofy things.
I guess last week he forgot. How could he forget to play this?
Somebody told us we laughed too much on this show. Could you believe that?
It was 3 weeks ago.
Well, that's because of COVID. They're all stressed out.
No, I don't think so, but... Laugh too much. Nobody ever said you laugh too much.
Yeah, you're too happy.
You're too happy.
Yeah, okay.
Stop that.
I met David a long time ago because I heard him on a radio station, and he was being interviewed, and he blew me away with the way he just started. Okay, how much is your mortgage? How much do you make?
That's correct.
Like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I told my husband, I'm like, we got to call this guy. We need to refinance. Mm-hmm. And we did. And that was back in late 2000 something. It's been a long time.
Yeah, he does have a knack. He will actually tell someone, don't use me. Don't get a new loan. Go this direction. Mm-hmm. That's happened hundreds of times.
He's
in my
very
presence.
Honest.
Yeah.
And, you know, people say he's rough around the edges. He says that. He's kind of not someone you would expect to have refinance your home. The first time I met him, it was like, I sat there with my mouth was open, like, what? He's very animated, but he's passionate, and he has a heart of gold. So I will say that about David Hochberg. And he has assembled a great group of people.
And, you know, we have a set of paddles right behind your chair there, because he gets so worked up, we think we have to probably shock him back to life.
Yeah, excitable boy.
Oh, boy.
He certainly is.
Very animated.
Yeah.
Very animated.
To say the least. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we are going to take
a
break.
We usually talk bad about him when he's not here. What is this?
He's listening. I'm sorry.
It's like a eulogy.
I know. Please don't even. So we have the MegaPros call and text line. It's 312-981-7200. So we have certain things we're going to talk about with each and every one of you. And then we take phone calls as well. Is that how this works throughout the day?
And text.
Awesome. Same number. MegaPros call and text line 312-981-7200. It is Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago, and it's WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Roy Spencer, Mr. Permasil.
You know, as far as your product, what's the process with that?
We have our Permasil way of doing things, but it starts with crack. The entire crack, the most common crack, structural crack, excavate the crack, see the crack. But that's just crack repair. And there may be a crack there may be not.
I'm also thinking about being a crack dealer. Not like a mean crack dealer, but, you know, like a nice one. Just kind of friendly, like, hey, what's up, guys?
Crack talk with Mr. Permasil.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I actually miss David. That's a good one.
Great introduction for Roy, right?
It is. Yeah. Hi, I'm Wendy Snyder, and I am sitting in for David Hochberg today. And we have a panel of experts and the usual suspects, Joe Hogle from MegaPros, Roy Spencer, Permasil Basement Systems, Dave Schluter, Schluter Law Offices, Kari Kohler, the Kohler Group, and Tom Janke from Builder Supply Outlet. And let's talk with Roy. I want to start you out by saying, you know, I mentioned that my mom was one of your first customers in Brookfield, Illinois. And then my sister was going to get a new floor in her TV room. And the floor was kind of uneven. And the guy who came over to look at her floors said, oh, that's not going to be a problem. Well, then the installer came and said, oh, that's a problem. There was a big crack. It was really uneven. She said, I don't even know who to call. I said, start with PermaSeal. They have this thing where they can pump it into your floor and it raises things, and she did, and she's happy, and that's what we're going to talk about.
Oh, that's awesome. So it was a concrete floor,
yes.
I presume.
Yes.
Yeah, that's an ideal application for our poly-level service, where you have some existing concrete, and that's the problem. It's just not even, you know, concrete cracks, and it has a crack or two in it. That's perfectly normal. It's when they get offset and they're not on the same plane, it becomes a trip hazard, and of course, flooring's not even and things like that. So a lot of people don't realize, and thank you for bringing that up, that we can do this inside the home as well. We do a lot of driveways and sidewalks and pool decks and patios and things like that. But we also do, you know, family room floors and slabs, any concrete that has sunken or is uneven. It's a great, perfect solution for that, because we don't have to break out. Like, traditionally,
that's what you
the foreign
think.
Guy would say, well,
you gotta
remove all this floor,
right,
and we got to pour a new floor, get it even, and then we'll come back. And that's the other nice thing about poly-level. It works right away. I mean, once we raise that floor back up, the flooring guy can do his work in 20 minutes.
I know. It was incredible. So. she was amazed at it. Just went up. And so it's this special newfangled, is it foam? What is it? I know you don't want to give away all your secrets.
No, I can't talk any more about it. But
no, he's going to have to kill you.
Right. No, it's simply using technology and materials that are available and getting the right tools and equipment to apply it in the right way. It's a urethane foam, an expansive foam. You've heard of great stuff, you know, that, you know, expansive foam. It's of that family, but getting the right, and there's all different types of urethanes, as if all the different kinds of epoxies, and you have to have the right formula, and I'm not a chemist, but, you know, our manufacturers have designed it for this purpose. So it does a couple things. It starts off very viscous, very thin, almost like water when we pump it in. So it takes the path of any voids, and then it swells up. Chemically, it starts to expand.
It's like Botox for your floor, kind of, right?
There you go.
Or a filler of Juvederm.
It's slightly less expensive, I think.
Yeah,
but what it does a couple amazing things. First of all, it expands and fills the voids in the soil. And so that's probably why the concrete sank in the first place, because there's voids in the soil. It couldn't support the concrete. And
yeah.
So it fills all those voids, even voids you're not aware of, in areas of the floor that might break in the future. It will fill that. So it does a preventative thing as well as, you know, restoring the existing problem. We can guarantee that whole slab if we treat it against any future breakage like that, because you don't know what's underneath your floor. So it finds all these voids, it fills them in, and then it actually starts to expand and push up and push down. It pushes up on the concrete to lift it. Same down as pushing down on the soil to help compact that soil. So that's what makes it so durable, is that it actually, you know, solves the underlying problem, which is with the soil.
And how long does that last?
Well, it's an inert material. It will not wash out. It will not deteriorate or dry out or anything like that. So it's there to stay. We have a 5-year manufacturer's warranty. So if that sinks at all within 5 years, I think more than a quarter of an inch, we'll come back and be able to service it. But there's really nothing there. Traditionally, Wendy, I don't know if you're aware, but the solution would be, short of replacing concrete, would be a mud jacket. And they would literally pump mud, a slurry of concrete and dirt, underneath that soil, underneath that slab, to raise it. With the same, you know, idea, they're going to, you know, push that concrete up. The problem is the material that they would pump, it was just that. It had a lot of mud and soil in it, which would wash away and dry out and deteriorate.
Oh, yeah.
And it also is quite heavy, so it's adding more weight to an already problem area. So that's why a lot of people, and by the way, they would drill a hole about the size of my fist to put their equipment in there to pump this heavy material in there. So the poly-level material, we drill a hole about the size of my pinky, and we patch that, and it's virtually invisible after a year. You won't even know, be hard-pressed to find those holes. But the most important thing is you're not adding more weight to a problem area, which is going to exacerbate the problem, and you're putting in a material that's going to stay there and not wash away and deteriorate. So it truly is the most durable, the least expensive, most cosmetic appealing solution to sunken concrete.
And can that be used to raise foundation of a house too, or is that strictly just for...
Yeah, that's more for slabs, although
okay.
we can lift really heavy stoops. I mean, I've seen, you know, they have a big stoop with the steps coming up to the front of your house.
Yeah.
We raised one the other day. It was sunken about 6 inches. It was tilted, you know, it sunk. And we were able to raise that with the poly-level foam. So we also, when it comes to raising houses and chimneys and things like that, we need to get into steel, and we have solutions for those things. But the poly level can lift really heavy loads of concrete and sidewalks and even stoops.
When you finished that ride, did Joe's trailer look better?
Actually, you know what?
I don't understand.
I don't know if you were listening this morning, but I did hear Manfredini. There was somebody,
I heard that too.
She called up and she had a, you know, it's like these brownstones where you got these real tall stoops that go up to the house. She had it mud jacked, and it actually fell.
And that's what Lou said. And it's really heavy.
It's heavy, and he was talking more about your poly blend this morning, to where he you invited her to call you to see about rectifying the problem, but they went in and mudjacked, and it dropped again, and it was not that long ago that she
and
said,
it got worse.
Yeah, and it got worse.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what you're doing. You're kind of pouring, you know, fuel on a fire there when you got bad soil, which is probably what caused the stoop to sink in the first place, because the soil couldn't support the weight of the stoop. Well, let's put some more weight on it and see what happens, and that's what can happen. So,
well, I just think it's important to throw it out there, because if people are getting a new floor or something, I mean, really, my sister had no idea. Like, what do I do? And I said, well, when we got our basement fixed, and this was years ago, they took a jackhammer and they tried to even things out a little bit. But using PermaSeal, and what's this called, the system?
PolyLevel.
PolyLevel is so much easier, less mess, and a five-year warranty.
Yeah, and you know, we give free estimates, okay? So everybody can afford the estimate. So if you're not certain, you know, just give us a call. We'll come out and look at it absolutely for free, and we'll be quite honest with you. There are pieces of concrete that we can't or won't raise, okay? So if it's your concrete's broken up like a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, 50-year-old driveway, and it's multi-pieces. There's no point in trying to raise. You'll just have a bad-looking driveway. So, but if it's just got a crack or two.
It was just one line, and you could see there were a several-inch difference in her floor. I don't know how she didn't trip and fall on that.
You know, concrete's like problems are like water problems. They don't go away. They can't. They can only get worse, and they do. And as the seasons and the soil goes up and down, as water continues to erode it, again, there's a void underneath there already. It's going to get bigger, and it starts to, you know, wash out from other areas of the concrete and things like that. So honestly, it's not something you should live with. You know, you can keep driving over every time you drive in the driveway. Brace yourself for that bump. You can keep doing that if you want, but the bump's just going to get bigger. It's never going to get better.
Take care of it now.
You don't have to live that way.
He is Roy Spencer, PermaSeal Basement Systems, and a longtime Home Sweet Home Chicago listener from Burr Ridge. Dan was wondering about that concrete raising and leveling. How do people reach you?
Just give us a call, 800-421-7325, or you can go to permaseal.net.
Perfect. Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg, and news time here on WGN. Is it Kleppen? Is it Don Kleppen?
It's me. What's up, Wendy?
Hi there. All right, news time, WGN.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Hey there, it's Wendy Snyder. I'm sitting in for David Hochberg today, and you can listen online. There are cameras here, and this is Facebook Live? Why, David thinks he's a television star? What's going on here?
Do you know David?
Yes,
no,
I do.
No, I'm just asking.
Yes, I do.
So, yes, David. David's good at getting
promoting
in your head. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when we speak, it actually shifts. They have buttons, and so people when they're watching, they see us, and then when you're speaking, they see you.
Oh well, then I'm not going to talk. I have a face for radio. I am not supposed to be videoed.
No, you look
anymore.
Good.
Well, that's done. That's done. It's over. You're.
All right. Well, we have Mega Pro Joe here, Joe Hogel. We have Roy Spencer from PermaSeal Basement Systems, Dave Schluter, Schluter Law Offices, Kari Kohler from the Kohler Group. We're going to talk to her in just a second. And Tom Jenke from Builder Supply Outlet. But John has called from Buffalo Grove. And Roy, he has a crawl space question for you. So John is on the line right now. John, what's going on?
Hi. PermaSeal did a great job encapsulating our crawl space.
My
question is, if the sump pump needs servicing or even replacement at some point, how do we get to it? How do you access the sump pit to do that?
Well, did we put in the sump pit for you, John?
No, that was existing already.
Okay. So it's in your crawl space, and we encapsulated your crawl space. So we did not encapsulate the sump pit. You can still get to it. Have you been in there recently?
You know, I have not. But we at one point, our son was in, and we hadn't heard our sump pump running very, very often or at all. So he went down to check, and he said that it was covered with the, with that white plastic that or whatever material
was he able to get into it then or no
No, he said he didn't want to mess with it.
Okay, well, give us a call, please. Give us an office call.
Let Permacil mess with it.
Yeah, there's no way we should have encapsulated your sump pit lid, and that's not right if that's what happened.
Okay.
The other thing is, John, I have to tell you, because you're on the phone, and you have this situation, which a lot of people do, where there's some pumps in their crawl space, and they don't go down there very often, if at all.
Right.
But it's really important that you know if that sump pump's working. So we have a product we designed just for that reason. It's called the Basement Defender, and it actually tests your pump automatically for you every day at 8 a.m. And if you have a backup pump, which I hope you do, it would test that as well. But then you have an app on your phone. And so only if there's a problem, you'll get an alert and let you know that there's a problem with your sump pump. So it's really important that sump pump is working, and you can't rely upon when your son visits going out and checking for you. That's not going to help you. So the encapsulation is great in terms of keeping dampness and odor and things from coming up in the home, and I'm glad you're enjoying it. But it's not waterproof. So if you have a water problem, which you will have if the sump pump fails, it's really important we know that pump's working. So give us a call. We'll come out and check out that sump pit for you and make sure the liner's installed properly. And we'll also give you more information on the Basement Defender, okay?
All right. I appreciate that. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Thanks,
Roy, it sounds like you guys might have made a mistake like Mega always makes. And somebody covered up the guy's sump pump, right?
It could happen. You know, it's not likely.
Has it ever happened?
It could happen. That would be the first one that, you know,
nice.
Our
we
guys
all get a first one.
Crawlspace, they do it every
I'll
day.
Get a first one.
So, yeah. So we'll see. But, you know, we all make mistakes.
But maybe that Defender will help him locate where it is now.
I think we'll be able to find the sump pit.
And we hope Drew Peterson was never a product
customer. Come on. That is so soon.
I'm at Zanies tonight. No, I'll be there. It's a two-drink minimum.
I warned you about Schluter.
Yeah.
Didn't I, Wendy?
And Roy, listen, this isn't just, you know, I'm going to sit and rave about Roy the whole show, because
no,
I will
ahead.
Rave
we
about you guys,
you know,
too. But I just have so many stories, and it's just, I trust Permacil, you know, and I trust David to have all you guys on, because whenever I need something, you are the guys that I and women that I will call. But Roy, I told you this before, we have an old house, and every time it rained, they must have moved a water heater or something, and there was like a geyser in our floor shooting up. So there was one time my husband was at work in the evening. There was a tornado warning. I was sitting on rickety stairs in our basement with my two boys and my dog Tiki, and the sirens were going off. So I'm like, let's go in the basement. So we go in the basement, and then this geyser starts happening. So we're sitting on the stairs, and there was water probably up to mid-shin on me.
Wow.
And I'm like, that is absolutely it. I can't take it anymore. And we called Permacil, and we needed everything. We didn't have a sump pump in this old house. We had the drain tiles put in. I have not had a lick of water. I got to knock on some wood or something, but I haven't had anything. And neighbors went with another company. They've had water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, thank you.
Thank you so much. You painted a wonderful picture there.
It was so scary.
After, so, that was, that's great. Thank you.
And we got our crawl space encapsulated and not our sump pump. So, thank you for that.
Okay. You did not encapsulate the sump pump.
Yeah.
Are sump pumps located in a crawl space a lot?
Ours isn't.
A lot. Sometimes, it depends. You know, you have a sump pump. Sometimes they have a
but
sub basement. It can be. Sometimes you have two, one at the sump pump level
and
the other at the lower basement level.
Gotcha.
But either way, if you have one, it needs to work. Yeah.
And you need to find it.
There you go.
All right. Coming up next, Kari Kohler is here. There, David spoke to Lisa, a loyal Home Sweet Home Chicago listener from St. Charles, and Lisa had some questions, wanted to know if an ARM was right for them, adjustable rate mortgage, is that it?
It is. That is exactly what it stands for.
Well, it is crazy town now with the mortgage rates, everything has changed. Are we really in trouble, or just does everything kind of adjust to make this work for us?
Absolutely. Well, I feel better if the mortgage industry speaks to that. All I can say from my perspective is that when we're showing houses and the buyers are getting concerned about the interest rates being too high, we highly recommend that they call their mortgage lender and speak to them about an adjustable rate mortgage. Most people live in their homes for less than 7 years.
Is that true?
It really is true across the country. So people should at least consider what that would do for them in terms of a benefit of possibly being a lower rate, and then it doesn't even affect them because they don't stay in the home for longer than 7 years.
Yeah, we've been in ours 24 years. So.
Well, and so you're a little bit different,
yeah.
But that is wonderful. And then during that 24-year period, I'm sure there's been many times where you could refinance and really get a benefit from that situation.
All right. Well, we are going to take a break. And if you have mortgage questions, David is on vacation, but he will be back in action. And you can reach out to him at 56David.com or call 855-56-DAVID. If you don't want to talk on the air when he's here, you can call in, text your questions. If you have any questions for Kari Kohler from the Kohler Group, you can do the Mega Pros text and phone line, 312-981-7200. I haven't been here in a while, so I kind of forgot the phone number. But we are going to take a quick break. We'll be back. It's Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg. Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Text us what the craziest thing you found in your sump pimp.
A pump pimp?
What?
What's
up? Some pimp.
Whoever looks in there.
Some pimp.
What is it?
Some.
Sump.
Sump pit. Say that 10 times quick.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I do feel like this is the in memoriam of David Hochberg. I don't like this. I'm very uncomfortable. It's Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg today, and I guess he would have. Dave Schluter just filled me in on something when we were talking about adjustable rate mortgage. David would have chimed in with something that I know nothing about.
No, so. That's fine. Yeah, so if people did take a 7-year ARM 7 years or 6 years ago, your lender would love to keep your business. So if everybody's still working, or if there was one primary breadwinner that was still working and the credit score has been managed, they will gladly keep you and they'll convert it for the remaining 23 years or even punch out for another 30 year at the current rates, which in last year's would have been a bonanza, you know, because we were in the threes and fours. So people, yeah, they if they were at an ARM, they probably were at 5, 6, or 7 back in the day. So anybody who has an ARM, you know, when we say they sell their home every 7 years, sometimes you just, your kids like the school district, your job is still the same, you can call your mortgage lender and say, hey, run my credit, will you punch this thing out? You can even do it in year four if you get nervous about the future. They'll gladly keep your business. You'll save a lot of money because they already have your credit rating and everything. And then they would do a refi with a title affiliate. They might even come to your home with a notary. You might even have to not take off work. And they'll love to keep you as a customer. So, and any ARM can be converted during the term.
And that's good to know, because a lot of times people don't know that.
Right.
I would think that's
not possible.
They
panic. They start
panicking,
stressing.
I would still call the other David. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
You're not really a mortgage guy.
No, all right, you guys can take this off the air. I'm getting back to Kari Kohler of the Kohler Group. All right, Kari, there was a text that came over from 708. I'm really interested in a home to purchase, but during the open house, there was a very strong dog odor throughout the house. Can this be fixed relatively cheap? What do you think?
Well, we were talking about that during the break. A lot of times with a dog odor, or if you've got kids that play sports and they have hockey gear, whatever it may be, we use a product called Fresh Wave.
Oh, I love that.
You love that product?
The lavender one I use.
A friend of mine introduced it to me, and he actually works for Fresh Wave. That works very, very well to take care of the odor, to absorb, and it's very environmentally safe. But you guys were talking about another industry.
So JC Restoration, they do fire and flood and mold and that kind of mitigation. Their way of addressing an odor is to find the source and eliminate it.
Yes.
So,
but the dog moved.
Sometimes they just take the dog out.
Yeah,
that's what you're saying, right? But meaning for urine stains and for urine that's soaked into the subfloor, you have to remove the source.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you definitely.
But they're
if it's
really,
just
really
carpet,
experts at what they do.
Executive Green Carpet Cleaning did our house. We had our old dog, Tiki, who relieved himself in a corner, and they came, and they have like three levels. We went the top level, and we got a new dog, didn't even smell in that corner. He never sniffed there once, so it really, Executive Green Carpet Cleaning did a great job with that. But when it's all in the subfloor and that, they can't do that.
Meaning two different things, right? If you're going to just make it smell nice, that's good.
Well, I think just what you folks are saying, when the owner is getting ready to put the home on the market, we would consult with them and we would advise that mm-hmm. they take care of the problem. So this is a really good idea. There's so many people with allergies when they come to do the home showings and things like that. So you want to be very cognizant of those type of things. Smoke, too, is, of course, another
yeah.
one
yes.
that's very difficult to get out.
When I looked at our house, it was an open house. My husband was out of town, and I walked in, and they had, like, cinnamon going on the stove. So I'm and the windows were open. It was a beautiful fall
day.
That's
like an old trick, right?
But it worked. It was like, I have to have this house. So that's a little trick of the trade, isn't it?
It sure is. Buying is very emotional. It's more emotional than you think unless you're in the real estate market and you see it every day. It's amazing how emotional it is for people. So those types of tricks are a great solution. And even during the summertime when you are showing your home often, if you just put out little inexpensive bottles of water, it's all those things that just make you remember that specific home. Light music in the background.
Yeah, there was music playing too. Boy, they sucked me in.
They sucked you in, and it worked. And you stayed 25 years.
Yeah,
it worked.
So look at that. And got our basement permasealed and our kitchen done from Builder Supply Outlet.
There you
and
go.
We're going to get Mega Pro and Dave Schluter. I'll find something for you. all right. So, Kari Kohler from the Kohler Group. You're licensed here in Illinois and Las Vegas and Denver as well, correct?
Yes. And we have offices in all three cities.
I was in Vegas once and I. Do a lot of people move there from here?
You cannot believe how many Chicagoland people are there. It is wonderful. It's so much fun to see them and talk about the difference in weather. And
would you ever move to Vegas?
Well, I own several homes there.
Do
so
you really?
I would say I have purchased in Vegas.
Yeah.
And
holy
I do love it. It's absolutely beautiful. The place that we run most of our business there is 30 minutes outside of the Strip. So it actually feels like a mini St. Charles to me. It's beautiful and peaceful. It's got golf courses and mountains. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
That sounds beautiful. We are running low on time here, so you had some listings you wanted to mention before we wrap up with you.
Yes. We just took a brand new listing in Fox Mill, which is in St. Charles. It has a pool, which people are really looking for in today's market, and that's on Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. The Fox Mill has author names, so that's what that is. And that's priced at $675. We also have a beautiful estate in Batavia on 4 acres. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's on Nelson Lake, and that is priced at $1,795,000.
All right, I got that in my pocket. How do people reach you, Kari Kohler?
You can call me on my personal cell at 630-673-4586, and we are at thekohlergroup.com.
Perfect. We will continue with all of our guests. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago, Wendy Snyder, in for David Hochberg. News coming up next, WGN.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder at Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Yes, it is Wendy Snyder. I'm sitting in for David Hochberg today, and you guys are quite a group. Can I just tell you that?
Oh, my God, is this a good show? Like,
it's so much fun.
How does this work out?
I'm blessed to be with Roy Spencer. Do you know his name?
It's the show between
the show. Tom Jenke. Look at Tom Jenke.
Like,
Tom.
All right.
He's a famous guy. Hold on, Wendy.
All right, go ahead. That's Mega Pro Joe.
Kari, what a beautiful addition you are.
Oh, thank you.
Right? And Dave Schluter.
You're beautiful, too.
You are beautiful, and you right. Why are you looking at me?
I can't believe I was last. I mean, this is like...
Wow. Did you ever hear less is...
You're my brother, and now, now you're... I mean, I love you like a brother, and you have to get around Roy and Tom and then say, and Dave. I'm all right with it. Don't worry about it.
No, mostly Dave. Didn't you hear what I said?
Such full of crap.
Sorry, Wendy.
No.
Wow.
I don't care. Everything's fine.
We're all petty here, yeah.
It's very fun. Now, I do listen every Saturday to this show and Lou Manfredini as well. I like doing home stuff. We got our kitchen redone and I wanted something special. I didn't want to knock down walls, but I needed cool cabinetry and countertops and flooring. So I went to Builder Supply Outlet and Tom Jenke is here.
Yep.
And your design staff helped. I loved looking around. I got the most magnificent grayish brownish type cabinet that I absolutely love.
Well, I mean, you started with cabinets, then you went to hardware, Then you went countertops. Then you went flooring.
I just showed a video of my dog to Tom Jenke, and I'm like, oh, that's the flooring got at Builder Supply Outlet.
Yeah, so you kind of did the whole gamut with us. Yeah, and it actually turned out really nice. I remember coming to your house and seeing it right before you had finished it up. So
I wish it was bigger, but, you know, we didn't knock down walls. We didn't do that.
We worked within the space that you had.
And that's what you guys do. Right. It doesn't have to be like this big blowout, big thing. It's a U-shaped kitchen that I have. We really couldn't go bigger. And now I love it more than anything in the world. So thank you.
And when you came in and sat with the designer, I mean, the biggest thing that we do is we just kind of sit back and we listen to you. I mean, what do you like about the kitchen you have right now? What do you hate about it? Let's fix what you hate and let's build upon what you like.
All right, well, let's talk bathrooms. I hate the two bathtubs that we have. One of them I would like to get rid of because the kids don't take baths anymore. They haven't taken baths since they were little kids. Jimmy Mack, my husband, likes to take a good bath, but I hate our bathtubs. I love those big, huge, beautiful tubs that you see at Builder Supply Outlet. You have some.
Well, you know what is the difference is how times have changed. So if we go back to the 70s and 80s, and Kari can validate this, is there's a lot of people that had the tubs in the deck, you know, had the Whirlpool tubs in the deck. That was the biggest thing back in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s.
I'd like that now, actually. I'm just envisioning it.
Well, you know what's really surprising is people are getting away from the Whirlpool tubs. Thank God we sold our company back in 07. We used to make it under the tub name Oasis. That was us. Anyway, people have gone into the freestanding bathtubs.
They're so cool looking.
So right now at my house, I'm actually tearing out the tub that was sitting in this big monstrous deck. So we've removed the whole deck, we removed the tub, and we're putting in a freestanding tub.
On your deck? Like in the yard?
No.
I'm like, no. Wait, you just no, go you nude a... in your yard and yeah. take a bath?
Yeah, I do.
Wendy, don't push him or don't even dare him.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't give me ideas now. This could be a good time. No. You have a deck inside your
in the bathroom. Okay.
This big deck that this tub sat in.
Gotcha.
And it was tiled all the way around it, and you had a step up to it. Still popular today, but people are tearing those out like we're doing. I'm doing right now. Tub deck is gone, and we're putting in freestanding tubs.
So you just, the deck is gone, you just make the floor level?
We tile the floor, and then we take and we drop this this freestanding tub in. And the popularity has grown so much with those tubs, we decided to really invest in the program. And currently, right now, we have almost 100 in stock. So, you know, bathroom sizes vary.
Yeah.
You know where our store is, and I know where your house is. A lot of those houses, the older houses, have very small bathrooms.
Yep.
So we have freestanding tubs as small as four-footers. So you can use them in a small bathroom. So we have 4-foot, we have 5-foot, we have 6-foot tubs.
Who could fit in a 4-foot?
You could basically, you know, throw your dachshund in there, and it could do, you know, doggy paddles. But, yeah, people go into 4-foot bathtubs.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sorry, maybe this is just ignorant of me. I didn't realize tubs came in different sizes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
So that's good to know.
I didn't realize they came at 4-foot.
Well, I mean, if that's all you can fit, so you put your legs out while you're shaving them, Joe.
Right.
I don't shave my legs. My wife shaves my legs.
There we go.
No, but I mean, you know what? Those people that want the freestanding bathtub, but they don't have the room, you know, here's one of the biggest things is, you know, go into some of these showrooms and you see these great looking tubs and they're $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. But more importantly is they're 10, 12, 14 weeks in being able to order them.
Oh, yeah.
So right now for as low as $4.99, you can walk into our place, grab one, walk out, and away you go. And then you also have to couple it with a faucet. It's a stanchion faucet that comes out of the floor. Sometimes you can move the tubs against the wall and then use a wall-mounted spout. But the popularity of freestanding bathtubs are huge. And I think, Kari, you could probably say for a lot of the, you know, the nicer homes that you represent, Have you seen a lot of people using freestandings?
Oh, yes. And that is a centerpiece in the bathroom, usually. Yep. It And when you talk about the smaller tub, I mean, sometimes people are just literally not getting in them. It is just a centerpiece, a piece of beauty in yep. the bathroom. So that is the first sign if the master bath has been updated, what that tub is.
That's exactly right. You know, back in the day, in the 20s and 30s, they did a lot of cast iron and clawfoot bathtubs, which those things, if people have them, they're worth a fortune.
Are they really?
Because people will take them, they'll refurbish them and bring them back to the house. But what we do is we have an acrylic. And acrylic, what's nice about it is it's not a heavy product, so it's not like you're bringing a 400-pound cast iron tub upstairs. So it's very manageable to get it up. But more importantly is we've got the different sizes to fit the different bathrooms. You walk into our place, you see it, you walk right out with it. Just nobody that I know of in the entire Chicagoland area has more freestanding bathtubs than we do.
All right. And there's a Home Sweet Home Chicago listener from Chicago named Sarah who wanted to know about that. So yep. you just go to Builder Supply Outlet. Right. And where are you located?
It is not west of the Oak Brook. We're 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Center. One of the things that you can do is we have an incredible marketing gal who has basically photographed and I think she might be done putting them all onto our website.
Oh.
But one of the things that we're doing right now is we're developing an e-commerce portion of our business where people can go onto our website. They can see the 400 different vanities. They can see the 100 different tubs. They can actually, and we're developing this right now, they'll be able to go on, click on it, buy it, send somebody over, pick it up. Makes it real easy. So many people today want to shop from their living rooms.
Yeah.
So if you go to the buildersupplyoutlet.com and use builder, not in plural, but builder is singular, buildersupplyoutlet.com, you'll see photographs, you'll see prices, and when we buy them in these large bulks like we do, we can offer them at a significant savings.
And look at how things have changed, because for a while, really, everybody was getting rid of their tub. Houses didn't even have a tub anymore. You did the
shower.
Yeah.
All right, so and now, showers have taken over the master bath. There's, you know, I think the one rule of thumb is with any house, you want to have at least one bathtub.
Yes, absolutely, for the little guys.
Yeah.
So what's happening is a lot of people with smaller bathrooms are taking the master and they're taking the tub out and just putting in one large shower. Joe can probably attest to that. You're probably putting – I see your Facebook post. You do a lot of showers.
We do. And what you said is kind of interesting. If there is a four-foot tub, right?
Yes.
Then it would be for children. That's – that kind of goes along with that four-foot tub thing, right? And but, you could still put a shower head in a four-foot tub if you wish.
Oh, you could do that. But, you know, Kari kind of hit it on the nail where a lot of times people are putting things in and it's just an aesthetics. It's just it's for the looks of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, we don't do that.
What's that?
We won't do that.
No, of course not. But I'm just saying that sometimes people put things in houses.
Yeah, no, Tom, we're not doing that.
Again, they're going to have to take it outside. Yeah, I don't know what's with you two. We'll have to separate you.
Oh, what I'm saying, though, is that if it is just for the kids, go with a smaller tub, right?
Right. Yes, I just think there's not very many people that take baths anymore. I really hate baths. Is just a,
really
a beautiful piece.
You're sitting in your own dirty soup.
Yes.
And, your own dirty soup. Come on, Wendy. Soup in your bathtub?
We use water.
Drink wine.
We use water.
Now you're talking. See, take a shower first and then sit in your bathtub and soak. That's what you can do. Yeah. We have to take a break. It's Wendy Snyder. I'm in for David Hochberg. You can go to Builder Supply Outlet and look for how many freestanding bathtubs do you have over there?
Just shy of 100.
Jeez Louise.
You said 400 before.
All right. No, you can also call or text us on the Mega Pros call and text line 312-981-7200. It is Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg, WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
So, Tommy, so everybody knows what a farmhouse sink is.
It's a fire clay sink. A farmhouse sink basically lays and cradles within the cabinet, but it gives you that 1920s, 1930s, you know, I forget what they call that era.
The Depression.
The
Depression. The roaring 20s.
From Wake Up First Thing.
What do you call the late 30s?
The Depression.
Yeah.
I remember the Depression.
When I get back to the store after the show, I'm renaming that thing from the farmhouse
Remington sink to the Depression sink. I'm not sure it's going to have the same shebang. But
you should have a Hoover line and then like a Roosevelt line, like that's really bad.
And then like a bread line.
A bread line.
Hey, now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago. See,
everybody's funny on this show.
This is such a good time. It's Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg. I can see why you guys all get together for your little Saturday party every week. This is fun.
That was Ray Kaplan. I mean,
yes.
Right?
Ray is actually very funny.
She's amazing.
She's a great gal.
Mm-hmm. All right, we have some texts. They are using the MegaPros call and text line 312-981-7200. Kari, this is probably for you. 847 says they used to say bake bread or bake cookies when you're showing your house.
I agree. Those really are wonderful, aromas.
Yeah, and have the cookies there and ready to roll. That would be nice, too.
Yes.
This, I don't know who is exactly for, 708. I am in a nearly 100-year-old house. In the basement, there are always moths and other flying insects. I have bug-killing lights, but always spider webs and flying insects. What can I do to stop this?
Tommy, what's your answer?
I can answer it. I've called Rose Pest Solutions.
I've used those people.
I'm telling you, I use all the sponsors here. And my guy Gary is awesome. He does a great job. We do it quarterly. We had a mouse problem. We had an ant problem.
But here, Wendy, so you pay quarterly?
Yes.
And they could show up 30 times?
Yep.
Meaning every time you have a problem, they show up, but it's not extra.
We do it at our office. Yep, I use them. Yep.
And it's not extra. That is refreshing.
I could not stand to live with mice. I just really couldn't. And they were coming in the fall, and then at one point, my husband used mouse traps, and we had killed like 12. Mm-hmm. I can't take it.
Good Lord.
I'm not sharing my house with them.
Wow.
Sounds like a horror movie.
Yeah, it kind of was. But they took care of it, and then ants. This is the time that ants start coming in. And Gary comes by as often as he needs to, and they get under control. And
so
it's,
I would call Rose for that.
Rose Pest Solutions right. would be the way to go. All right, we are moving on. Dave Schluter, David Hochberg left me a note. Tom, a loyal Home Sweet Home Chicago listener from Northbrook, reached out to David to ask why he had to make a backup contract that was presented to his agent subject to cancellation of the prior deal rather than just having me kill the first deal as his attorney. I have no idea what I just
read. Okay, so the guy is selling his house.
Yes.
And he gets a backup offer, and the agent, who's intelligent, says, you can't move forward unless we get the first people out of the way. It's called subject to cancellation, meaning when you go under contract, your house is off the market. It's unless the first buyer had what we call contingent on selling their home, you are off the market. Now, in this market lately, in the last 6 months, all rules have been forgotten by many lawyers, many
agents.
Because
of the shortage of houses and
everybody
having...
No, greed. I like the better one. It's 10 more or whatever. No one cares anymore post-COVID about how their decision might affect that first buyer. They could already be showing their mother the house. They're already measuring drapes and everything. They could care less. They want that second deal. So people often put the real estate lawyer like me as the patsy guy who's going to do your magic. I had a guy say that the other day. Don't you do your magic, Dave? Anyway, it's only to screw that first person because the second one's higher. This guy, this person who called me was mad at his agent. Why is she telling me it has to be subject to cancellation? So I want to let everybody know, unless your first buyer is having to sell their house, you are off the market no matter how good that second deal is. Now, I've been reprimanded by some agents who middle name agreed and say, you have full right to cancel that, Dave. My lawyer, who I use normally, in other words, this is something where I got the deal because it was a 30-year client. The agent normally has a preferred lawyer. My lawyer would have done that. They would have gone ahead and killed the first deal. Let me tell you a quick story, everybody. I know somebody in the high area price, Hinsdale, where they did that to a doctor whose brother was a real estate litigator in Chicago.
Uh-oh.
So when they did the magic, let's just say he had a free lawyer who normally bills out at $7.50 an hour, stick it to the person who did the screw job on his brother, and $100,000 later, it got straightened out. In other words, it's not an unconditional ability for a lawyer in the Chicago market to do their magic and erase that first deal. The only way it's erasable is if the first deal wasn't willing to drop their contingency and say, we'll go all in, which that rarely happens because of job losses now. And if you go do that, you got a big problem. If you really can't, if you don't have a rich uncle or something, you know, you can't really. So most people, once they get that notice from the broker that says, we are bumping you out, that's mm-hmm. the word. And if most of them don't, they don't go ahead and go all in. They let the people go ahead and move on. But it's all understood from the beginning. That's not immoral or anything. They know the only way they're going to get the house on Cherry Street is if they sell Jones Street. So they go into that knowing. Their eyes are wide open. The lawyers know it. So I'm here today to tell all the agents that even though it's a very powerful tool called attorney's review, it comes with an underlying, you have to have a reason other than just a better deal that comes in. It's not 100%. It even says other than purchase price. It's right in the contract. So a lot of younger guys don't understand it. I've been in this 36 years. I've done over 25,000 transactions. I can tell you, you will end up in court if you got the right situation. So young lawyers, too, you don't have 100% right. You better have something else going on other than just somebody. And there, I happen to give up Alyssa, I had an estate, and I gave a listing to a friend of mine, and it was a house in Arlington Heights, Illinois. And just, you know what's going on out there? The Saturday open house, 85 people in the street. It looked like there was a parade.
Jeez.
21 contracts in her computer by Monday. This is what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
It's insanity. So the temptation to say, do your magic, attorney, if you've signed that one and it's been sent back to the other agent, it's sold. Unless there is that contingency. So please call me if your lawyer is asking.
Yeah, do your magic and give the number because we have to
yes,
get to news.
That's okay.
I warned you.
Hopefully I help somebody.
I warned you.
I help somebody. 630-285-5300. 630-285-5300. I know the honest lawyers are agreeing with me.
Okay, and we will continue talking with Dave Schluter and everybody else here on Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It is Wendy Snyder sitting in for David Hochberg this week. And everybody's just having their own show here.
It's amazing, though, Wendy, that this show is so active off the air.
I don't know which one's better.
Here.
Yeah. Joe Holgel's here, Mega Pro Joe, Roy Spencer, Permaseal Basement Systems, Kari Kohler from the Kohler Group, Tom Janke, Builder Supply Outlet, and we were in the middle of talking to Dave Schluter from Schluter Law Offices. I do want to tell you that some of our neighbors moved and they sold their house, but yet they were able to live in their house for a few more months. Mm-hmm. And I said, how could that be? The buyer's cool with that? And it's like, in this market, everything has changed. And everything has changed.
Yeah, the rules went out the window about a year ago. So what that is, it's called a rent back. And what you do, nobody loses money and nobody makes money. What happens is their lawyer, your neighbor, would have obtained a copy of the mortgage statement that the buyers were going to use to start paying their mortgage. Now, if they were cash, they would have had to agree on rent up front. But what we use as lawyers, if I have one of those situations where my seller's staying, is I grab a copy of their mortgage statement for the buyer. It's called PITI, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. So what I do, my seller, they cover that daily cost for the days they stay, in your case, 90 days. Now, some of that can't necessarily be documented if there's a lender, because the lender rules are actually only 60 days. Wells, Chase, whoever wants you in there within 60 days because they really don't want it to be a rental. They want it to be an occupied home. So we've had one basically where everybody was conservative. So they went ahead and said, you know what, we're only going to stay the 60 days. So cash deal, you can go as long as you want. But basically, nobody makes any money. The seller gets to live there. Their mortgage gets paid off. Your neighbors got their mortgage paid off when they sold. But they then cover the buyer's loan so the buyers don't get shorted. They're doing you a favor, but at least they break even. It's called a rent back. But
Did they do this before?
Yes.
Because it just seems like everything has changed due to the housing shortage. Yeah. And
well, we are getting requests for nonsense periods to stay. Well, I'm not selling. I may not find something. Well, then I tell the attorney, tell them to get a life. They're either in the game or they aren't.
Right.
So I'm sorry, but see, they're hitting the they're hitting the top price anyway. So you do have some hand as the lawyer to say, listen, did you ever think you'd get $490 on your place? No. Well, take that in your do's and don't list and say, get out of there. Go to pods. Go live with family. And if you never find something, at least you got your $490. Maybe you go rent or whatever. But if you really don't want to take the heat, get out of the kitchen and don't sell. But people are losing their mind because they go, I better sell now before the world ends. So they're doing some things they didn't normally do before.
And Kari, is it still a good time to for a buyer? Is it a bad time for a buyer? Is it still the amount of houses? There aren't that many. What's going on now?
Supply is still low. So it's a very good time to sell at this time because supply is still low. So for buyers, the opportunity, it's interesting. It's moving into a balanced market where we have as many homes for sale as we have buyers. So it's a very good time right now for both parties. Buyers, there's a few more homes coming on the market each day in St. Charles or surrounding areas. So it's a good time for buyers to get out and to really pay attention to that hot sheet of what the new properties are that are coming on. So it's a very good opportunity for both buyer and seller now as we move towards a more balanced market.
All right. And Dave, is there something that we didn't cover in the next couple of minutes that you wanted to finish from our last segment?
No, I'll pick up
Kari.
We're no more free consultations, Joe.
So, you're a living, breathing free consultation. Do you understand that?
Yes, and by car on the way home, I'm sure I will be.
You are.
But no, well, Kari's thing about the buyers still being able to buy. Buyers are overpaying universally.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that's if they stay there a long time, they can take the hit. But just if there's any possibility, if there's illness in the family or there's marital difficulties or anything like that where it may be that it's not a long-term situation, I would say don't do it now. Because as we had in 08, 09, all of a sudden, you're not getting even what you owe your mortgage company. And that's when all my lawyers' friends who did short sales all got second homes. Because yeah. You then are begging the banks.
You're underwater. What is that called?
When you're upside down.
Upside down.
It's a very creative term. And God bless the short sale lawyers. They do very well. But the issue is, if that's coming back now because of the overpaying, there also are things called international problems. In other words, I'm not a doomsday. I'm an optimist. But another pandemic.
You don't sound like it.
Or
we're not sure.
One of these
might change right in the middle of
the story.
One of
these whack jobs, you know, Korea, Iran or something, if that was in the cards and the whole world contracts, which we've had, then you got a problem if you do need to move. Now, or somebody does lose their job, because a lot of people, they use both incomes. So again, show some patience. The things our parents taught about delayed gratification. You don't need a $700 car payment, for example. And people walk out, I don't care what it costs, I just like the car. That kind of lifestyle can come back to bite you.
Yep.
But that's my thing to the buyers. Make sure that there aren't already some known risks. If you're already, like I said, in a shaky marriage, or you already have somebody who just got the bad PET scan or something, probably not go jump in and overpay on a home.
Are you in a shaky marriage?
No. We're doing
fine. I'm just curious.
Yeah. Especially during the summer when my wife's home for the summer. That's great.
You're getting along really good.
Yeah, she's in the teaching.
So when you're together more, you're better together?
Well, only because it isn't as rushed and we don't have to be two places at the same time. And
amazing.
Only one of the four kids is still in school, too.
Right.
So that we're in a good place in life.
That's a beautiful relationship.
We're turning the corner. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about you, Wendy?
Everything's fine with us. I have two boys at home. They probably will never leave home, and I'm fine with that.
That's okay.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I couldn't wait till mine left.
See, it's weird. I like all my birdies. I like all my birdies in the nest, but then I bitch at them when they're in the nest.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't really know.
Just
what
keep
I want.
The Wi-Fi up. Don't let the Wi-Fi get canceled or they'll leave.
And the question is, do they really like it?
No, they want to move out.
They're suffering.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, enough of me.
I'm great. Yes, life is
great. What about you, Joe?
I'm wonderful.
Awesome.
So my relationship with my wife, I met my wife, I was 17, she was 15.
Really?
What do you think of that?
I think that's crazy.
Crazy or good crazy?
It's good crazy.
Okay, cool.
I mean, you I'm know.
In. No. What's amazing is she's still with him.
Yes. Well, then I could be very, very grateful for that, too.
I love hearing those stories.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Right.
Excellent. Thank you. All right. Well, we're going to talk more with you coming up. It is Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg here. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Amy and Dave, who is responsible for the square footage of a home for sale, the seller or the buyer?
My experience is sellers have their opinions.
Yes.
The tax record shows one thing.
Appraiser has another.
Yes. So, I mean, you know.
Tape measure.
The tape measure.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Hochberg ain't here today. He is on vacation. It's Wendy Snyder in his seat, and I've
but
got
we wish
the...
him well, right?
Of course we do.
He's probably listening.
No, I hope not.
I hope not, too.
He's supposed to be on vacation.
He does do that.
All right. Well, we have Tom Janke here from Builder Supply Outlet, Kari Kohler from the Kohler Group, Dave Schluter, Schluter Law Offices, Roy Spencer, Permaseal Basement Systems, and Joe Hogel, MegaPro Joe. It's a pleasure to meet you. I've heard you. I've never met you in person. It's nice to meet you.
You still think so?
Yeah. Well, yes. And I was talking to you off the air because I had a handyman come over. First of all, I don't know who to call about things. And
but
it was
what did we learn, Wendy?
Well, you can, give me a second. You only have to tell me once. Uh-oh, should have called Mega.
That's Mega. What we learned.
Well, I think you need to go back to the origin of the story and say what you had done.
Yes, I was getting there, but, you know.
Until Joe.
All right, come on, guys. I know what I'm doing. So I was talking to Joe. I had a handyman come over, a very small job. I just didn't know who to call. The guy came with great references. He did a great job. He wrote things out. There was a contract. I saw it. But patching some plaster on a ceiling, I thought it would have been painted. But it didn't say paint. It just said prep and sand and patch.
So here, if we go around the room and we talk to everybody here, Roy is really in the service business like we are, right? And I know, Roy, how important it is to set expectations, right? So we have to actually educate the customer, like you said. Listen, we're going to haul away the garbage. That might sound silly, but some guys don't haul away the garbage.
And we, as the customer who doesn't call somebody very frequently,
right,
we don't know what's included. We don't know what questions to ask.
Right. Something little like a repair. The cleanup's essential. Haul away is essential. And finishes are essential, right? So you... meaning whose fault is it that you didn't ask or he didn't say? It's his fault. He's providing the service. Right. Yeah. So now when it's done, you're saying, I thought it would be painted. He actually left that out saying, I'm not going to paint.
Yeah.
So do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Error of omission there. And but I think I agree with Joe. Strangely enough, as that sound.
Wow, wait,
that was a compliment. Yeah. Wendy,
okay, so you know. I got it.
That's a first.
But the onus should be on the contractor because, again, as contractor, we do this every day.
Yes.
In addition, we get the calls thereafter. We know what customers aren't happy with and things. So we've learned that we need to set those expectations because homeowners, like Wendy, didn't know what to ask.
Right, and I'm not unhappy. The
You're
guy did a great job.
Assuming.
Yes, I assumed, and you know what happens when you assume.
Yeah. And so what we do, we've learned, we like to show pictures. This is what the job looks when we're done. Oh, there's a big mound of dirt there. Well, yeah, it has to settle. You know, we dig a hole. Well, we know, and it makes sense. You think about it. Well, you dig all this hole, you put the dirt back in. It's not all going to go back. It's going to have to settle. So, you know, to us, it's common sense. There's a, but the homeowner think,
he left a mountain
of dirt
here,
there,
yeah.
And good that's point. Unexpected. So we show them a picture when we're done. This is what the job's going to look like. And then so you deal with those things out front, and people can, oh, I can deal with that. But when the job is done, it's too late, you know, and now, well, that's not what I expected at all. So they're not happy, even though everything we agreed to do, we did. And the effect of the basement's going to be dry, but they're not happy with this. And so you can avoid and make customers
so
happy
beforehand.
So we learned
beforehand. To avoid it.
Yeah, and right. it's really on the contractor. An experienced contractor will tell you and show you what the job is going to look like. So he would have told you, just so you know, it's not going to be painted when we're done.
Yeah, I know. Feel like he should have done that. Right. But then now he rearranged his schedule to patch the ceiling before my son was moving into his room. So that was great.
You feel better now, Wendy?
What? Yeah.
No, you don't. You're well, still mad that that ceiling
just,
is left
It just
yellow.
Bugs me. And I'm going to go get a quart of white paint, and I'm going to paint it myself. And honestly, it's no big deal. I just wish that I knew that I had to do that.
So here's what we would... So if we left something out of the contract, if we didn't say, we are not going to paint, and you called me up saying, I thought we were going to paint, I would have to paint. So if it
was you didn't specify. Exclusion,
right. So if we made a mistake when we wrote that work order or contract... That's our problem.
Joe, in the legal business, yeah. You know, we operate on flat fees for closings, okay? People have called 6 months later, and we, you know, $600-$700 fee or whatever on a closing. Mm-hmm. You know, the neighbor's dog is doing this and that and the other. Can you fire off a letter? And they all know that it for the flat fee, it ends pretty much after we've sent them their recorded deed and things like that. But I'll usually throw one letter in, not a certified letter, not a FedEx letter. Please keep your dog in after 1 a.m. or whatever. But there are people who actually then come back and say, well, they didn't answer, so can you sue my neighbor? And so we see a lot of that, too. So we make it pretty clear. We'll get you through. We can prove you own your home and everything else. But the expectation, again, is that it's a lifelong relationship. And so we have that same problem where everything needs to be clarified because it would never end. You know, the neighbor's driveway's now been put on my neighbor. Can you sue my neighbor? That kind of thing. Tom? Right.
And one of the things, unlike with Roy and Joe's business, where they're pretty much in the service business, when somebody comes in and does a kitchen with us, the amount of paperwork that they leave with is very extensive, and we basically bullet point everything to set expectations. Whether it's a painted cabinet and a cracking in the joint areas. You know, the biggest thing is people have to understand that they should know their expectations going in prior to signing. If you have any questions, read these things. I can't tell you how many people come back to us and said, well, this happened on this cabinet. We said, please read your contract.
It says it right there.
And it says it right there. People don't read it, and really take your time, read it, because it's an investment you're making. Whether you're investing in your basement, investing in your remodeling, or doing a kitchen, ask questions.
You guys should teach a little symposium on what questions we should ask, and maybe we can discuss that when we come back. But we're going to break for news. Here it's Home Sweet Home Chicago. Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg. It's WGN.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder at Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You know, I'm thinking we should do a subscription series, and for the off-air show, that might be, people would pay to hear it.
So David was going to do it, and he was going to do it on Facebook after the show.
Oh, okay.
And it would just be like,
live and uncut.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just raw.
That would be great. Roy Spencer from Permaseal said something really funny during the commercial break.
Come on. You got to get a clip of it.
Everybody's taking advantage and talking. And what did you say?
Oh, I said, you're like the substitute teacher.
Yes.
This so reminds me of that. You know, when she would come in and she doesn't know the rules.
So exactly.
All the kids are taking advantage. Oh, here's what it's normally does.
Time
here's
for
what
recess.
David,
time
here's
time
what the
recess.
Teacher usually does. This is what David usually does. Here,
David usually buys lunch
minutes.
Right now.
Yeah. Yeah, lunch is a little late here.
Okay, now Roy's getting involved.
And we usually don't razz the guest host until the last hour, so tag you're it.
So here it comes, Wendy.
Wait, the last hour? This has gone so quickly.
Isn't it amazing how fast it goes?
Yeah.
Remember when you used to work and... to be here, and now you're just enjoying it.
It's pretty fun. I'll give you that.
Nice.
I'm filling in for Lou Manfredini coming up, I think, the first Saturday of August. I don't know what I'm going to do because that guy has answers to everything.
He does.
So they better get an expert to sit in with me.
They usually do. When he has guest hosts
come
in, they'll bring one or two guys, these Bolingbrook guys.
Wendy, I got an idea.
What, Joe? Oh, you're volunteering yourself?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Do
substitute,
what?
Not that stupid.
What?
Can we take a phone call really quickly? We have the MegaPros call and text line 312-981-7200. And Ken has been on hold for a while. Ken, how's it going?
Hi. Thank you for taking the call. I have a quick question for the real estate agent.
Kari?
About home personalization. So I have an acre and a half. And I'm a big golfer, so is my son. And we installed had a couple of tee boxes installed and a nice big putting green. And, you know, it sits beautiful on the property, and it looks really great. And but I'm just curious, when we go to sell, is that going to be an issue?
That's a great question.
That is a great question. My first reaction is, who doesn't love golf?
Me. Okay. Me. I like miniature golf. Roy, you and I will play miniature golf.
Okay. Well, deal. And you could probably play that there, too.
I guess.
And I understand the question about personalization. I think that in this, due to COVID, even though we don't like to say that, I mean, it's become a lifestyle purchase for people. And I guess my first reaction is most people do like golf, I would think. Even they could play miniature golf on it, too, and have fun with their kids and so forth. So I do not see it as a problem. I see it as a bonus.
Interesting.
Okay.
But it's unique.
Because I just was curious if I was going to have it all pulled out and, you know, grass reinstalled and everything before. But, okay, no, it's good to know. My wife was just asking me the other day, she goes, what are we going to do when we sell? And I was like, well, I hope a golfer buys the house. So, yeah. You know.
Well, probably a golfer will buy the home, and they may even overpay a little bit because that's a feature that they really like. And then the other reason I answered the question the way I did is you said, I think you said you had an acre and a half. That's a lot of property. So there's still property available for a pool and
a tennis court,
yes,
and football gridiron.
So you've got the true lifestyle situation going there that'll work well in this market.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Because, you know, it's so funny, you rent an apartment and you don't want to put holes in the wall to hang things up. And I just, when we moved into our house, my husband wanted to hang a bunch of Star Wars stuff. And I'm like, you can't put holes in the wall. He's like, why? It's our house. And it's funny because now everything is put up there. We need to personalize it. But something in the back of your mind is like, we can't make it for us because what about when we sell it?
Right.
But what if you don't sell it for many years? You're supposed to enjoy it.
Your home is a place that you are supposed to enjoy and that you are supposed to personalize. And it's supposed to feel good to you when you get home. So
I like that. Mega Pro Joe, we were talking. And again, if my contractor's listening, I'm feeling guilty. He's doing a great job and I am going to have him come back to do another job. The price was right and he does great work.
But here, let's talk about how easy he can make you happy. Just cover that with white. Use a bin primer and you're going to take care of that yellow that's showing, which is probably the compound, like you said, a fast burn compound, a 20-minute compound. So, but just put the primer instead of arguing with the customer. But all you want is the spot white.
Yes.
Right.
And I'm just thinking, I've been really lucky with all the work I've done with contractors and with all the businesses here, many on this show, because we were talking off the air to Dave Schluter about some things that could go wrong. How about we take a break? And Dave, would you like to school us on some things that we should know about getting permits? I do have some friends that had a contracting job and they're like, oh yeah, we're just doing it on the weekend because, you know, maybe no one's going to come by. I go, what do you mean come by? But now I think I know what they're doing.
Yeah, we will talk about that. And if anybody has high blood pressure, you might want to take your blood pressure lowering pill so you don't stroke out after I do my presentation.
Oh, it's a presentation.
It's a very serious misconception your friends have.
Okay. And then still to come before we get out of here, we need to talk about supply and demand and things that are out there. It's all happening right here. Home sweet home Chicago. David Hochberg is off today. I'm Wendy
Snyder.
It seems
like we just took a break.
We have to take a break again, right?
Well,
hey, I'll handle that part of it, Mega
right.
Pro Joe.
Well, I'm just saying, just try to fly it.
When, you know,
don't
when
try to school the teacher,
when David's
right?
here, we never take breaks, just so you know.
All right, yes, I'm the substitute.
You just go right through.
All right, it's WGN.
Home sweet home Chicago.
Thank you to Douglas Wilson, Anita Goldberg, Susan Vandervoot, Janet Gooderham.
How many did you pronounce right?
I don't know.
I just hope that Mr. Goldenhain isn't saying that's not my name.
Goodderham. How would you pronounce it? Gooderhammer. Well, how else can you pronounce that?
Could you please call in Mr. Gooderham?
I just keep going. It's all in the presentation, Joe.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You guys have a lot of fun on this show,
ridiculous.
Don't you?
Isn't it ridiculous?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
David Hochberg is taking a well-deserved vacation. I don't think I've ever heard of David take a vacation. This is weird.
No.
Oh, he does?
Definitely. Absolutely.
That guy's always working. Well, I'm Wendy Snyder. I'm sitting in this afternoon, or this morning, I guess I should say. MegaPro Joe is here, Joe Hogel, Roy Spencer, Permaseal Basement Systems, Kari Kohler from the Kohler Group, Tom Jenke, Builder Supply Outlet, and Dave Schluter, Schluter Law Offices. We were talking off the air. I've been lucky with contractors. They've done everything correctly. They've gotten permits where they're supposed to have permits. But there's some shady stuff going on. Tell us about it,
well,
Dave.
Well, you know, it's based on a little bit of greed on both sides. A contractor who is not 100% ethical will say, look, it's $29.5, you know, for your addition, but, you know, if I don't have to deal with the city and all that, let's make it $28.5, and then the people go in the counter and they go, okay, fine. And that decision is foolish because, as we were talking off the air, all the pre-printed contracts that we use now in the Chicago area have a paragraph, and you don't even, a lot of people don't even read it. But it actually requires the seller's initials. And with DocuSign, people just go click, 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 like what you do with your Visa agreement. You know, I agree.
Yeah.
And one of the ones that they make you specifically click is that anything in our home that would have required a permit, and we have closed out all permits with the village, meaning that they also had a final inspection. Click on the DocuSign. Well, that's a 10-year statute of limitations, meaning that you could be in Vegas. You could buy one of Kari's homes or whatever, and all of a sudden you get served with an Illinois lawyer where the fire department comes in to put out a kitchen fire, and they go, oh, who did the downstairs family room? And they go, I don't know, we bought it that way. And then they go, well, let's check. And he goes on his thing they all carry that talks to the village computer, and they go, we have no record. That you got to tear that out.
Seriously? You bought that house, you didn't do that work?
No, and what I'm saying is if the seller has done that, they're going to get sued because they checked the little box. All work that would have required a permit had a permit, and all permits were closed out, meaning they started it the right way and they ended it the right way. And that's in all current contracts in the Chicago area.
So how many people are listening right now freaking out because
that's
they
why I said
have
take
gotten
the blood pressure.
Work done where they didn't get a permit, right. So how you can't go back and fix that?
Well, if they use licensed people, we talked earlier about an hour ago about the importance of a licensed person. The perfect storm of terror is where your neighbor's kid is an electrician but did it as a side job or whatever, no paper. So they go, well, he's okay, you know. So basically there is a little bit of a reckoning. It can be a disaster, it all can work out. There was a guy in Carroll Stream years ago where all they had to do, he called me, they was putting in a pool and it was a $150 permit, and the person asked who did the three season room. He goes, well, we bought it that way. He goes, you know, I talked to the boss and it looks like it was done right, so please give us another $150 and you're done. So that's one you never want to turn down. If a village official is willing to correct the records, because they did inspect that it was like that it had a foundation under it, it wasn't plywood, that it did have a heater vent, that it did have a separate panel. You know, they did all that, and they said, yeah, whoever they had must have been, they must have just cut a corner. But yeah, it's really good before you market your home to come clean on that issue again, because it's in writing. And you don't even know you're making the promise. So hopefully I'm helping someone who hasn't sold yet. And if you already did sell, just set your phone for 10 years from now and have it remind you that then the statutes run. So the
10
bottom,
years from now,
yeah,
ding,
the bottom
ding,
line,
ding,
yeah.
Ding.
So just when in doubt, don't fall for the greed where you're penny wise, pound foolish. Pay the grand, make the guy go get the permit.
Roy?
Yeah, I just want to speak to that as well. So that's really enlightening what Dave is talking about.
It's scary.
Is the legal liability you're taking on, you don't even realize. But most homeowners, when you have work done around your home, especially remodeling or something major, but even minor repairs, it is a permit required. And that varies. There's over 100 different suburbs throughout Chicagoland. We deal in all of them. And it's amazing, you know, the differences. What one village requires, the other one doesn't. You know, so some of them don't even license roofers or whatever in their town aren't required to show that. And as an example, you think, well, everybody does that. No, not every town does and things. So not everything's regulated. Some get to the point, you want to plant a rose bush, you got to get a permit to do that. You know, it's ridiculous because to us, because, you know, but villages look at, well, as a source of revenue. Well, if a contractor is going to work in our town, we're going to get a piece of that. So they regulate everything. And so it just varies. And so the only way to protect yourself from that end of it, you know, the liability, of course, is to inquire and don't just ask the contractor. Oh no, it's not required in your town because he might not pull
that,
any
yeah.
permits.
He
just,
or may not even know. In Old Park where I grew up, you have to get a permit to change your water heater. So if you go to Menards,
really?
Yep. Yeah. Something so, that thing, every only town by town.
Yep. Every town is different, but sometimes it's really important that work is permitted and inspected because it's, you know, there's so many shortcuts that are being done. It could end up be a structural problem and things. And if you're dealing with a guy who's not pulling permits, he may not be there or stand behind the work or fix it if it wasn't done. So there is certainly a purpose behind some of the inspections that are done. So it is done properly. So I think it's one of those things we talk about, setting customer expectations. And yeah, there's most people who don't pull or aren't licensed and aren't permits. They say, well, we can do it cheaper and we'll do it on a weekend so we don't get stopped and things yeah. like that. But that is a real thing that we found that when you're doing work and villages, like I say, it's a source of revenue and they're on the lookout, you know, for contractors, trucks and stuff. And if they see a job that's being done,
can they just stop by?
They do stop by and they'll say, where's your permit? Oh, yeah. Oh well,
you down.
I am so naive.
And
can I just tell you
your
that?
House is under construction, you know, say your kitchen's being remodeled and all of a sudden they stop work. And this guy doesn't even have a license. And that might take a week or two for him to get a license. And then he got to get a permit and the drawings approved and all that stuff. You thought you were in for a long job. All of a sudden, it's going to get
longer,
a whole lot longer. So that's not a corner you want to cut. So you want to deal with the license contract, have him show your license, have a permit. And is that permit, talk about expectations, is that permit included in your bid? Or is
that extra?
And a lot of times that's a little fine print. Oh, permits will be extra.
Customer's responsibility.
So we're one of the few companies that we include the cost of permit in every job. We know what, if it's required in your village, if it is, that's baked into your job. So when we quote your price, it is. But most companies, they don't. And if they do pull a permit, that's going to be an extra fee that wasn't discussed at the time.
Are permits more expensive now? I mean, everything is, but are permits more expensive? Is that why people are trying to
Here's the something, and again, I'm not trying to keep peeling back the onion of pain here. But the permit departments exist because every permit then gets sent to the county assessor. So if you add a $40,000 room addition, the county assessor is copied on every permit of where that county is, and they raise your real estate taxes.
Mm-hmm. And then when you try to appeal, they're like, hey, but you did
what about
this?
The fireplace? Right, right.
And but I think also people, when they get into a remodeling project, it's so simple. You can just call the village and say, does this require a permit? Because not everything that you're doing, if you're going to take and just replace a bathroom vanity.
Correct.
Typically,
but stairs,
you don't get a permit.
I know that you have to do.
Well, stairs because of BOCA.
Right.
You know, there's different regulations for that. But no, I think not everything that you're going to do in remodeling requires it. But when it does, I mean, just call your municipality. They'll tell you.
What if you're really handy? My husband is not handy. I try to do things. I replaced a wax ring on my toilet because I watched a YouTube video and did it myself. I was very proud of myself.
Wow.
But now, if you're handy and do things at your own house, do you have to call the village yourself and say, do I need a permit to do this?
Well, Tom hit it on the head, and Joe knows this. The phrase replace existing is a huge exception to permits.
Okay.
Replace, except in Old Park when you have a water heater. In other words,
okay.
Vanity with Tom, you know, retiling a bathroom. Joe's done three of ours at our home with the most remarkable tile setter ever. That is replacing existing. No phone call needed.
Okay.
But what I'm talking about is the former cement basement that's now a bar and family room, the room addition, the deck. Decks are huge.
Adding a bathroom in a basement where you got to channel up into the concrete.
Right.
So big things. All right. Well, God, I'm learning so much. I love it. We're going
to
continue
learning.
How
long did it take you to replace your toilet?
2 weeks. That toilet was out of commission for 2 weeks. Yeah, but, you know, it was a powder room. We didn't really need it for a while.
It's still a silly idea.
And I did it myself. So.
I know you did.
All right. News time right now, and then back to the fun. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago. Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg, 720 WGN.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Hi there. It's a Saturday. It's a beautiful day in the city. The Grateful Dead, show number 2 at Wrigley Field tonight. My husband will be going back to that. I'm Wendy Snyder, and we have a lot of pros in the studio. Mega Pro Joe, Joe Hogel, Roy Spencer from Permaseal Basement Systems, Dave Schluter from Schluter Law Offices, Kari Kohler from the Kohler Group, and Tom Janke Builder Supply Outlet. So unless Roy Spencer's lying to the substitute radio host today, David frequently will go around the room and see what you guys want to cover, and we do have some time to do that. Real quickly, there's a text. How do I keep chipmunks from running across my furniture and patio? I've tried coffee grounds around the perimeter. It doesn't work. They dig up my flowers. I would like to add to that, the squirrels have eaten my new cushions that were really cool. How do you do it? Somebody told me cayenne pepper. You put that on
BB gun.
Oh, God.
No, a tomcat trap. Okay.
What is that?
Oh, it's a trap for chipmunks.
I actually ordered, I have squirrel proof. I have 7 cushions that I had.
They're squirrel proof?
Yeah. Squirrel proof cushions.
They look like cloth, but they're like a vinyl product. My wife, they've never been able, they tore up. I lost so much money on that first set. They ate them and all the white stuff's out.
I know, it's all over
the
yard.
Yeah, no, the company, you send one of your old ones, you ship it physically to them, and then they computer CAD drawing and match it. And yeah, we haven't had an issue in 3 years.
Was it $1 million?
No, it was like 400.
Oh my!
But
400 cushions?
No, but they're but they last.
Easy, Richie, Rich.
No, but the squirrels can't. No, but we. I'm telling you, how would you like to keep replacing them? We had like cotton all over the pan, but they look cloth, but they're vinyl. They're comfortable.
Vinyl. All right, well, that's what Dave Schluter wanted to talk about.
Wait a second. Dave Schluter.
Wow.
Wait a second.
They can eat an umbrella.
No, they do not. They have tried. I've watched them. I don't know how they do it. They get, like, they try it once.
It's like bulletproof?
Well, they're just kind of a vinyl feel, but it looks cloth. But we had to ship one, and they CAD drawing them, man, and because they have a certain angle, you know, their benches.
Oh, right. So 400 for the full set.
Right, right.
That's a lot of money.
Well, but now I have cushions. And I don't put them away in the winter anymore. I just tilt them up against the side of the house.
Oh, that's kind of
worth it. I used to have to bring the other ones in the shed.
That's worth $400 right there.
Yeah, because they're waterproof. Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Well, let's just work our way around the room.
See what I mean, Wendy? I told you this would be...
Well, what do you want to talk about, Joe?
I want to talk about what you're going to... So you do not want to go to the Grateful Dead concert.
I'm not a deadhead. It's cool if you are. I'm not.
Right. But what do you want to do?
This weekend?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to drink some beers. I'm going to sit out on the patio. I'm going to wish I still smoked cigarettes, but I don't.
No, that's very honest. That's awesome.
Wow.
I mean, that's very honest. Have a beer, it's kind of, you know, I kind of want one.
It goes hand in hand.
It'll be a year next month. So
you're a very strong person. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What was your cigarette of choice?
American Spirit, because they were supposed to be healthy, you know. Like,
oh,
no.
Yeah,
I,
the
see,
cigarettes.
That's the thing you fall for.
That's a deadhead cigarette.
No, that's weed.
Well, good for you, because you're going to live longer.
I don't know that's true.
How do you know that, Dave? You don't know. All right, you're a lawyer, but you know everybody.
I love to have a comeback. My uncle, my dad's only brother,
mm-hmm.
went to med school. He was the Milwaukee General Chief of Cardiac Surgery. So I learned all about what a lung looks like that's a smoker's lung and what a lung looks
we
like.
We all seen that in high school.
Well, but I'm telling you the real.
But wait, all I'm saying is that how do you know Wendy's going to live longer?
Well, because it's a statistical guess.
Did you hear the new thing? I heard Kleppen do it in the news today, that if you, this is, you're going to all do this today, too. If you can balance on your foot for 10 seconds, then it's not 20 seconds. It was 10 seconds. If it's 20 seconds, I'm dying next year.
Oh,
I couldn't do it.
10 seconds per foot.
10 seconds per foot, and that means you're going to live longer. And that is a test that doctors should be doing and checking, because something about your skeletal tissue, and if you're more limber and things like that, you will live longer.
I have a hunch you don't have to go to your doctor's office to do that test.
No, I'm doing it right now.
That's what I'm talking about.
How's that working out for you?
Wendy.
I'm doing it over 10 seconds.
You haven't fallen over yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wendy, and I have 2 knee replacements,
You don't think it's vague if somebody says you're going to live longer than what?
Oh, that's a good point.
Longer than dying?
Either way, smoking's bad.
Yes.
There you go.
Okay, so is being a lawyer.
Wow.
I'd take a Joe's smoker. Go.
Being a lawyer on a radio show for sure. Right,
come on. You know, the substitute's getting angry, and she has a long ruler.
Call the principal in.
Yes. So, who is the principal?
So one of the things we were talking about was supply and demand.
And everybody said we didn't want to talk about that.
Well, that's what Tom wants to talk about. Right. And quite honestly, so I'm sure things cost more. I'm sure things take longer. Mm-hmm.
Things take longer. Things are definitely going up because transportation costs, whether it comes from a container from a foreign country or it comes from a truck from California. I mean, everything is up. So one of the things that we've tried to do to hedge the bet is we've started just packing our store with inventory. We have so much inventory right now because we continue to hear the horror stories that it's 14 weeks out or 16 weeks out. Come by the store and grab it. Go home.
That is what you want to do.
Right.
I like to go and get it and bring it home.
And you hedge the bet where if you're buying onesie twosie as a provider, if we go to our supplier and buy onesie twosie, we pay X. If we buy 100, we pay a lot less, so we can pass that savings off.
What happens
to people
at 3Z, 4Z?
That's just when curious, it gets Tommy. Very complicated, Joe. That's
all right, 847 has texted, excuse me, they use, oh God, I lost it. The keeping chipmunks, you get a fake owl, and
no,
that helps.
No, tried it. Mm-mm. No, it actually, doesn't work? Chipmunks like owls.
Did you talk to a chipmunk?
Can you get an owl that has that David has coated so the chipmunks won't eat it in type thing?
How about that, Dave?
There you go.
You got another job for your coating.
The BB gun was the best answer.
I love that.
Okay, that is not a good answer. Why? I love
actually,
animals.
You do not like
you
chipmunks.
Don't like chipmunks though.
They're cute. They're all living
they're
in
cute
my
as
shed.
A button, and then the next thing you know, your patio sinks.
Right. Yeah, because they bored holes all the way through.
Those chipmunks don't do that.
My neighbor used to feed them, and I said, stop feeding them. Those little ground squirrels,
they
bore those holes. No. No, no, no.
No, it's unanimous on this show. Yeah. Chipmunks are not friendly.
Right.
They don't deserve a BB gun, I'll tell you that.
No, oh, okay. I would never give them a BB gun. Well, then they can shoot back.
All right, we are going to take another break. Then we're going to come back and what you guys want to talk about. You can also reach us via the MegaPros call and text line at 312-981-7200. This is a lot of fun, you guys. I see why David Hochberg likes coming here every
day. If it wasn't
seen
fun, we wouldn't
shoot
it.
Back at somebody, but maybe at Joe's house they do.
It's WGN Radio.
Home sweet home Chicago.
How do they get rid of chipmunks?
Joe has had some success.
No, I'm not going to come across as the number one chipmunk killer on the show.
That's Dextra.
That's Dextra. The only way to effectively get rid of these things is to trap them.
Acorns in the trap.
Peanut butter and a
peanut
tom
butter.
Where's Eddie? He usually eats these things.
I would go for the owl or the hawk.
Well, those are always the best.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
This has been a blast. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for David Hochberg today. We're getting to the tail end of Home Sweet Home Chicago. A text, 708, says, Wendy, thank you for not requesting the barometric pressure from Kleppen. Love Hochberg. That drives me nuts when he requests that. So, yeah, I don't... Who cares about the barometric pressure?
You don't.
Hochberg it's an inside does. Joke they have between them. That's all.
Okay. All right, and somebody says the fake owl works to get rid of chipmunks.
Good. No, it doesn't. So here, Wendy.
Yes.
Read all these other texts that so many listeners are glad to have you back on the air here.
Oh, it is so great to be back on the air here,
right?
And thank you very much. It's
but
fun.
I see that so much about you. Everybody's really, really happy when you're on the air.
That's because I don't have a BB gun.
Or a pellet gun.
Not yet, but you're going to learn to arm yourself.
Yeah, we'll see.
Hey, go to Joe's house. I heard the squirrels got all guns, all sorts of guns. So
they're starting to wear little vests.
That David raised on a fundraiser.
Yes.
All right, I am going to go around the room, and we're just going to go in order. You got about a minute-ish. to just tell us what we need to know. First of all, Builder Supply Outlet, Tom Janke.
Yep, that is me. We are 5 miles east of the Oakbrook Shopping Mall, so it is well worth the trip over there. You can reach us by calling us at 708-343-3900. But I really ask you, the best thing to do is go look at our website. I mean, they've done an enormous job of putting a lot of content into our website, which is also inclusive of prices. So you go to buildersupplyoutlet.com. Take a
Thanks
look.
Thanks for putting the prices, because I hate when people don't do that. I really do.
Oh, yeah. And there's not, you know, for instance, when we give you a price for granite or quartz, you're all in. There's no... there's no fabrication cost. There's no measuring cost. That everything is built into one single cost.
I wish more contractors were like that, because we're learning today the theme of the show is, as a customer, you have to ask questions.
Yes.
Kari Kohler from the Kohler Group.
Thank you for this opportunity to talk. So I would say that supply is still very low, so it is a great opportunity if you are a seller to come on the market and really shine. The other thing that I continue to learn week after week being here is that as a consumer, when you're dealing with the housing industry, select someone with a great deal of experience. Everybody can hear all the pitfalls that can happen out there. And if you don't have an experienced person with expertise, you can really get into trouble. We look forward to helping you at the Kohler Group with all of your real estate needs and making it a great experience. I can be reached at 630-673-4586. Thanks so much.
Do you have a website as well?
TheKohlerGroup.com. Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, Kari.
Nice to meet you, too.
She's good, isn't she?
She is. Right? Very good. Dave Schluter, it's nice to meet you, too, of Schluter Law Offices.
Yep. Yeah, 36 years of helping people. We always let you know the budget before we take on any transaction. The other half of what I do is estate planning, which has become very important to many people. You don't want to roll the dice on that and go on a iwantabealawyer.com or anything like that. We really always give a free consultation.
Dave, you did mine.
Yeah, it's fine. You're in good shape.
Right. Thank you.
We have great staff. If I'm not in the office, they'll either give you my cell or they'll tell you when I'm be back. And so any call to 630-285-5300. We are basically in the vicinity of 53 in Irving, which is a little town called Itasca, but it's near all the highways and it's not hard to find.
And known best for being better, Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. What do you have for us?
Well, just all this dry weather, so not a lot of leaky basements out there, but there are structural problems that are on the horizon because the soil is shrinking, so our surface concrete, even your foundation, could be moving. If you see any of those signs, give us a call. Free estimates, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Awesome. And MegaPro Joe Hogel from MegaPros.
So, Wendy, you know what I was thinking?
Make me nervous sometimes. I don't know why, but I just don't know where you're going.
You just don't know what's right around the corner, do you?
So here's what I was thinking, okay? So we talk about, you know, the customers not knowing what questions to ask.
Yes.
Then here, what if we just, all of us, just you tell the contractor what you expect, okay? So if you expect that everything's going to be cleaned up, so you paint your vision for the guy and see if he can fill in the blanks for you.
Yeah, that's true, because when you are suggesting a project you want to have done, you say, here's what I'd like, but you could be more specific about it, and then they put together a bid or whatever, an estimate, and if something is not on there that you have a question about, just ask.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel bad. I feel guilty asking questions. Isn't that terrible?
Why?
I don't know.
That is the terrible.
Do you think they feel guilty taking your money?
Mm-hmm. No, they don't, and they shouldn't. And
right.
But you know, I'm hiring them to do a job for me, but I always feel like, oh, I'm asking too much. But
to set your expectations is a great idea.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, it's been a real fun time working with all of you.
It's great seeing you again. It's been a while.
And I am not in any market for buying or selling a house, Kari, but it's so nice to meet you from the Kohler Group. Dave Schluter, should I have a will?
We actually need a trust.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a private will that will not go through the court system. A will is the road to the court system. People don't know that. So if you want to have your family privately handle your matters, you need a trust.
Dave taught me that.
All right. Mega Pro Joe, Roy Spencer, Dave Schluter, Kari Kohler, Tom Jahnke, and thanks to David Hochberg for letting me sit in for him today. It's been a blast.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPro's Home Improvement and Restoration, PermaSeal, Builder Supply Outlet, the law offices of David Schluter, and Kari Kohler from the Kohler Group. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/HomeSweetHomeChicago.